Theodore Rex by Edmund Morris. Copyright 2001 by Edmund Morris. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in 2002 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. This book is read by Jonathan Mayrose. Prologue, 14 to 16 September, 1901. Saturday. Theodore Roosevelt became President of the United States without knowing it at 2:15 in the morning of 14 September, 1901. He was bouncing in a buckboard down the rain-swept slopes of Mount Marcy in the Adirondacks. Constitutionally, not so much as a heartbeat impeded the flow of power from his assassinated predecessor to himself. Practically, more than 400 miles of mud and rails still separated him from William McKinley's death chamber in Buffalo, where preparations for an emergency inauguration were already underway. For all Roosevelt knew, he was still vice president, yet he already realized that he would soon assume supreme responsibility. Yesterday's telegrams, relayed up the mountain by telephone operators, riders, and runners, had documented the spread of gangrene through his bullet-ridden chief. The president is critically ill. His condition is grave. Oxygen is being given. Absolutely no hope. The last telegram to reach Roosevelt's vacation cabin in Upper Tahawus had been urgent enough to banish all thought of waiting for clearer weather. The president appears to be dying, and members of the cabinet in Buffalo think you should lose no time coming.